Thank God he introduced Jesus that way, right, everybody? I felt it appropriate just to kick off our honor series with that. I want to tell you about some good news about Living Faith real quick. Bait of Satan, first slide up, is happening on Wednesday nights. There's a great Bible teacher by the name of John Bevere, and he's an evangelist, he's an author, best-selling author. And I know that you'll be blessed on Wednesday nights. We do a video format teaching, and then we come back into small group circles. Make sure that you bring someone. And what the teaching is, we're not going to be able to get anywhere else. And thank God it's coming to the house on Wednesday nights. And you can enjoy that with me and be blessed. I pray that you're here Wednesday night. It will make you better and be blessed. Do whatever it takes to get here. Next is the Back to Church Sunday. We have that coming up in a few weeks. And I think it's in September, right? Slide will show me that, 17th. And in a couple of weeks, you'll probably get invite cards. We're calling it Overflow because I felt that birth of God, that we would overflow that day, believe God for records, not only set numerically, but set spiritually, that God would increase us so much on that day that we would never go back to the same way that we were. After a flood comes in, things look differently, right, everybody? And so let's believe God for that day, Sunday, September 17th. Here's where you come in. And where I need your help is the members of Living Faith Church and the attenders and the people that are plugged in. You call this your church home. We need a lot of Herculean effort on that day. We want to feed people that will come from our community. And so we've done lay quarters in the past, chicken, and the barbecue chicken is excellent. I know some of you have volunteered on hot barbecue pits, but I pray on that day we'll have a couple of men that will come and do what we have to do with barbecue chicken. And I'm looking at the screen to say amen, that they're coming in Jesus' name. If you feel led to do that, say, Pastor, I can show up on that day and make sure it's all done and cooked. We can get it done. Let's do that. There'll be activities with our children. There'll be the service will be geared towards that. It'll look much the same, but we'll just gain more on that day. We can't do this every Sunday, but we can do it once a year where we invite the whole community to come in. Your friends, your neighbors will be personally invited. This is that one that you'd say, you've been wanting to come to church. This is this Sunday that you would come. Are you excited about something like that? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Would you, if you maybe you're not out there barbecuing, but you can give financially towards it. We want to do some things that are real special that we haven't done during the history of Living Faith, but it's going to take finances. And so I'm praying that you'll be able to dig deep and give towards that. And you can mark your envelopes towards that. Outreach is probably good. Amen. Because that's what it is. It's an outreach service. Is that good? Yes. Amen. Finally, two more. Next Sunday, it's back to school blessing for our teachers, for our public school workers, Christian school workers, plus most importantly, our students. We want them to be blessed. So we'll anoint them. There'll be a special message. Even our youth ministry will be involved in that, that we'll give to the students and we'll give towards our teachers. And you don't want to miss next Sunday. It's going to be a very special day, and make sure that you're here. Finally, growing in faith. It starts September 10th. I want you to sign up in the foyer. You can see Laura. She's on third row right here, or Sonia Virial, first row right here. Make sure that you talk to these two precious ladies. Growing in faith is our beginnings class. That if you get born again through Living Faith, or you come as a new Christian, you go in there and take six classes. In the six classes, somebody say free. I love free. How about you? Free's good. And you get to go to them free. They run in cycle, and we want to make sure it's built up and that you're there. We should have a full class based on the new converts that have come in and received Christ. We've had a good season of people giving their hearts to Jesus. You would do this at 9 a.m. and then come to the 10:30 service. Just spend all day at Living Faith. Isn't that good? Amen. Amen. Make sure you come to the services. So we're blessed. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The announcements are over. You don't want to say that, but that's good. Welcome our first-time guests to Living Faith. Come on, you're visiting. We want to welcome you our first time, second time, third time. Welcome them. Come on, put your hands together. Welcome them. We're honored that you're here. Amazed that you're, out of all the churches in San Antonio, you chose to come to this church. How blessed that we are. Amen, that you're here. And so welcome to Living Faith. Amen. Let's welcome our Facebook audience live. Amen. They're listening. They're blessed. Amen. Welcome you. Amen. Thank God that you tuned in this morning for us. And I know you'll be better because you're hearing God's word today. If you'll come see us Facebook live in person, if you're ever in San Antonio or you live in the city, you'll meet the finest people. and they're here in Living Faith, and so you'll be blessed. Make sure you come and visit us one day, right, everybody? Yeah, that's you guys. I'm bragging about you guys, right? Speaking about bragging, Irma and I are just incredibly grateful. Our hearts are full today. We're just having a blast. It's the joy of our hearts to pastor this church. You don't know what it means to us, amen. It's our life, and we just thank God. So I just want to thank you. You're a joy to pastor. A lot of pastors have heartaches and the church of their screams, but you're the church of our dreams, amen. No other church could be like you, and so we're blessed to have you here. Do you have your message notes? You're going to need them right now. Do you have them? You're going to get them online, I believe, even on Facebook. So if you don't have them, raise your hands high. Amen. A precious lady here. Do we have an usher or two? Or an usherette? Amen. Do we have an usherette? Amen. Going once, going twice. Somebody's moving. Thank you, Norma. Give brother. Yeah, brother's coming. Yeah, they're going to come back. Kind of keep your hands up because they're having to go to the foyer. And just do one of these. Amen. Because it kind of hurts after a while, right, everybody? Yeah. Hey, I heard a funny story. This is my cheesy opening joke. Is that okay? So you got to kind of laugh to make the pastor kind of smile a little bit. There's some over here. Keep your hands up. Here he comes. Amen. He's coming down the aisle. So this they're learning about the Ten Commandments in children's ministry, and they're teaching 5 and 6-year-olds. And after explaining the commandments, honor your father and mother all the days of your life, there's this one that asks, is there a commandment on how we should treat our brothers and sisters? And without missing a beat, this little boy in the back of the class said, yes, thou shalt not kill. Some of you get that at 3 a.m, but we're going to talk about honor for the next few weeks. And I believe that honor is a state of mind. It's more than a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's our actions. It's our reactions and how we needed it, especially in our community in America, how honor needs to come back to us. In the Bible, it speaks that honor is this weighty thing. It's a value thing. It's protected. It's prioritized. It's significant. It's the honor roll, so to speak. I never made the honor classes when I was in public school. Amen. Graduated Judson High School. I went to public school. Give me a good amen. Park Village Elementary. Amen. Kirby Junior High before they were middle school. And so I never got to go to the honor. It was never GT. And I learned that meant gifted and talented, so I guess that wasn't me. I would walk by the classrooms that they would do. Those kids sure did look smart, but I would only get to walk by, and they would wave at me in there. But, never was an A student. Somebody give me a C. Was anybody like C like me? Give me a C! Y'all, I did C's a lot. How about you? But maybe you're not like me, amen? But maybe you don't want to admit it. But what I do thank God for, beloved, is that you can be in God's honors class today. All of us can be honorable. All of us can give honor to whom honor's due. Amen. We can live an honorable life if we make that choice today. There's a prophetic book in the Bible. These are extra notes because there just wasn't enough room in your handout. It's in Malachi 1:6. And it says the prophet, it's a prophetic book. It's the last book in the New Old Testament. And the prophet is speaking. And he says this on the big screen. You can look or in your YouVersion or your Bible Gateway or in your Bible. It says a son honors his father and a servant his master. And they should, right? They're working and a son should. And if I'm a father, where is the honor? Where is the honor due me? Somebody say, where is the honor?
Where is the honor?
And this is God speaking to his people through the prophet. And if I am a master, where is the respect due? Says the Lord Almighty. And it is you, O priest. And he begins to really talk to the pastors at that moment of the community. And I'm so thankful now that God makes to everybody in the New Testament. And no longer is a small select group of people like it was in the Old Testament. Now everybody's a kingdom of priests. That includes you as a child of God. You're a priest. Amen. They can call you Saint whatever, Saint Mario, Saint Christopher, Saint Susan, whatever your name might be. But you're a priest. And it says, oh, so he's speaking to us as a leader here. He said, show no contempt that's due my name. But you ask, how have we shown you contempt in your name today? And they're asking, how have we not honored you? Because we want to honor you today. I believe I speak to the leadership of Living Faith first, of course. As always, it goes top shelf. About how we really want to give honor, not really from action, but we want to give it from within our heart. Do you understand that today? We can do all the lip service that we want, but that can be real stinky. But when we give it from the essence of our heart, It's reverence. It's done unto God. I believe the generation that we have of our young people, they've lost respect. They lost honor. Not everybody, not our young people. But we have this tendency because of social media to criticize what we can get in that blue screen or on that keyboard and courage and just fire off this tweet or put this comment on social media. And we get a little bit brave and we're not realizing that we should show some respect and show some honor where honor's due today. I know that the equality of the cross has made us all equal. We stand foot plane at the cross of Jesus. But there is levels of respect if you're on this earth. Do you know that today? Amen. And that's where honor's due, and we should have that honor. And I'm not teaching you anything that's not biblical today. We live with honor by showing respect to all. It says from the greatest in the Bible in our eyes to the least in our eyes. So that means that people that we'd say, well, they deserve the respect, yes, but so does that person that you might think doesn't by the way that they're dressed, by the way that they carry themselves, because in God's eyes, that's still a child of God, right, everybody? Amen. And so let's talk about that today. Just think how your wife, if she was treated like your queen, how she would treat you like a king. Yeah, maybe we open the door again and we bring that back today for our wives, right, everybody? And opening the door, maybe they're going to say, don't do that, don't do that. You know what? I think deep down every lady, come on ladies, I'm on your side, would appreciate that every now and then. Right, everybody? Yeah. You can put a little bit more in the offering basket today because I'm on your side today. Right, everybody? Hey, let's go old school. What would our community look like if we really began to honor our government? Honor our veterans? Honor the flag that flies high. Because blood was spilled to make that flag fly by our vets. And so when we stand in reverence, we stand that my flag is of America's flying high because of what's gone on behind me and how someone, we honored our parents, young people. We honored children in here. You honored your mother and father so the days would be good in your life today. No matter how old they get, your grandparents, you honor them because of the legacy that they have within you. We honor our bosses. Yes, sir. I'm coming, boss. Yeah. What is it that you need? How can I help you? We walk towards them with a yes attitude, with a yes heart today. We get back to honor. We bring honor back today. Right, everybody? Yes. In Malachi, it continues the thought. Now it's in chapter 2. And again, in the Bible days, there were no chapters. It was just a thought, but they separated it. And here is chapter 2 on the big screen. And here this admonition, it is to you, O priest, again, the people of God, to listen, not that you do not listen and you do not set your heart. And so I love that term, and that's why under it, you set your heart to honor my name. They weren't doing it, but what does it mean to set your heart to honor? Do the opposite? What it means is it's a delight to you. I love to obey the Lord. I love to honor the Lord. I love to give him honor with my lips, but not only, I love to honor him with my heart today. And it says that we would honor the Lord, says the Lord Almighty, and I will send a curse on you if we do not do it. And you might say, well, God's going to curse me. We're already living under a curse if we don't do this. Do you understand this? You remove the curse if you live with honor and you're honorable. Jesus came that the curse was removed. Do you understand that today? Amen. But we got to walk with Jesus. We got to live for Jesus. We got to walk after Jesus. Is everybody with me today? Amen. And so, yes, I've already cursed them, the Lord says, because they have not set their heart to honor. And honors big time. We can have this religious emotion or this thought of being religious. And again, and it's all lip service. And God wants to see a heart that it's done honorable. And so I want to speak into that today. I gave you some notes in your handout. And the first thought is this. Honor, the definition of it, it's something valued. Somebody say worth. Somebody say weight. It's heavy. It's a picture of a giant boulder in the middle of the road as you're cruising down the highway or the road, and you see this boulder, and if you don't stop and slow down, you're not going to be much of a car in that person, in that car. It's gonna make you die. So you have to notice that big boulder. Either you're going to take note of it and slow down, or you're not. And that is honor. Honor is taking note. It's something significant. It's something weighty. And that's the way I see it today. And it begins all in heart. True honor is always in someone's heart before it's expressed out loud. Dishonor, It's the complete opposite. It means to take something what? And so in our present culture, we have so much dishonor that we tell, it's just him. It's common. It's nothing special. It's ordinary. I think to speak in something directly about the poor, and I mean the real poor, the people that are, that they're poor because there's some health frailty on their life. They're elderly. Maybe they're a widow. That sort of poorness, they deserve honor too. See, James speaks about giving that man that would walk into the church the front row and let him be noticed. And James is saying that's not good, that you would notice the one that needs water, that needs a meal, that needs even clothing today, that you would notice that person also and treat them the same way. Proverbs is filled about honor and how you would treat people that are poor and people that need a hand up, right, everybody? That we would still honor them today, amen? That cell phone that we have is to our detriment because so many times we're in conversation with people, and you know how honorable the conversation is by this. Well, I can go ahead and talk and text while you're talking to me because you're not that important to me. But you have an honorable discussion with somebody, you're going to put that phone down, the ringer's going to go off, you might even shut it off and say, because it's more important what you're doing right now and having dialogue with me than this phone. Oh, we're getting a little, you know it was going to be good at Living Faith today, wasn't it, today? If I step on your toes a little bit, I need this too. So we're all in the same bunch. We all have warts. We're all going to lick the warts today. We're all going to get better because of this. Is that okay with everybody? Amen. About 3 weeks ago, there was a lobby thing that they wanted all the pastors to go to Austin, Texas, and be there by 10:30. And so I went with a delegation of San Antonio pastors. I was going to meet Houston pastors, Dallas pastors. We were all going to converge on Austin about this bill that's trying to be passed. We all wanted to make our press. So about 200 pastors showed up. It was great. But while we were there, do you know what? I had to be there at 10:30, and here's the deal. We might meet the governor. And so, man, I broke out my tie, dusted it off. I put my tie on. I put my coat and jacket on because I knew that I might meet greatness and that I needed to look good. And you know what? I didn't get there right at 10:30. I make sure that I was thinking about Austin traffic and all that stuff. I got there at 10 o'clock, which is probably a little bit too late anyway, but my car was parked, and I got to the Capitol steps in Austin at 10 o'clock, and I was waiting with the other pastors as we waited to begin at 10:30 officially. Why? Because it was honorable, and it was something of a... What if we treated everybody like we were going to meet the governor? What if we put everything away and nothing else matters but you right now because you're honorable right now? I'm going to not answer the phone. I'm in a meeting right now. And if it's an emergency, they can leave a message. Give me a good amen. Right, everybody? Amen. And so what if we did that and lived our life? How would our church change? How would your home change? How would your family change? How would our community change if they saw honor in this church the way it should be lived out? Right, everybody? Amen. There's this image of... a community, and they didn't honor, and because they didn't honor, all the miracles left their community. And they thought the package should be something different. And probably the Old Testament filled them with this mindset that the Messiah was going to come on this white horse, probably going to kill all the oppressors, the Roman Empire. And they were waiting on a man like that. And when this man showed up with a rabbi, with 12 men of that day, that were fishermen, tax collectors, and crooks, ex-crooks. He didn't fit the package. And can I go ahead and extend that? Sometimes what shows up isn't exactly what you thought was going to look on the outside, but it's still going to answer you today. I wish everybody was here to hear this message, right, everybody? But God, see, it doesn't matter about the outside. God still wants to do something in your life today. Do you understand that? So you need to receive from God today, no matter how the package looks. So the people of Nazareth went away very sad and unfulfilled. And they could have had a visitation of God's spirit in his heart, but they walked away unfulfilled because it was their own fault about their attitude about honor. Can I show it to you in the Bible? Yes. Thank you, Stella. Amen. I was going to do it anyway, but she's on board, so we're going to go ahead because the rest of y'all need to catch up. Mark chapter 6. The shepherd knows the sheep's voice. Give me a good amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so Mark chapter 6, verse 1. Says this, Jesus left there and went to his hometown. He was a homeboy, amen, going back home. And again, a rabbi with 12 disciples, accompanied him by his disciples. And when the Sabbath came, thank God he was in church. Jesus went to church. So when you miss church, you miss a whole lot. So Jesus went to synagogue. You should come to Living Faith if this is your church. And so when he went to Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things? They asked, what wisdom has been given to him that he even does miracles? So he did a couple of healings. He probably healed somebody's back, a headache, a migraine. He did a couple of things, but it wasn't a major thing. I've seen the man walk on water. I've seen the man feed 5,000 people, etc., right? Everybody blind, eyes open. He's done a whole bunch. But look at, notice this, how they begin to lower him. And they lower him right here in their eyes. Isn't this the carpenter? Hey, isn't that the guy that made us the kitchen table that we still got? Remember when he did that, him and his dad, Joseph, they were carpenters? Isn't he the one that built that coffee table for us? That entertainment system? Yeah, isn't he the one? Isn't this Mary's son? They lowered him a little bit more. Notice it wasn't Joseph's son. Yeah, he's that one that was born out of wedlock. Remember him? Oh, he has that name. They called him behind his back. Remember? They lowered him a little bit more. Do y'all get that with me? And he had some brothers, James, Joseph, Judas. Son. Are y'all with me? Yeah. Aren't it? Man, he had sisters. Man, aren't you glad Jesus had sisters? You need a special grace if you're a brother here. Give me a good amen. And you got a sister, right, everybody? And they took offense at him. Somebody say they took offense at him. They took offense at him, saying, wasn't he in the third grade with Susie, our daughter now that's 30? He was in the elementary school with me, wasn't he? Yeah, what's he doing up there? Why is he doing that? And so Jesus begins to say, they took offense at him, and Jesus said, notice what he says, only in his hometown. That means the place that you treat something common. They just lowered him to something common. Among his relatives and his own house is a prophet without who? What? Honor. And he could not do miracles there. And this was the Son of God, wasn't it? Yes. He could do it. He could walk on water, right? Except he laid his hands on a few people and healed them. The very Son of God walked away not being able to do miracles because of an attitude of dishonor, a cara, a no face, and it shut down everything. If that was the recipients in this passage of them dishonoring, wouldn't I want to do the opposite if I wanted miracles at Living Faith or in my home? I would want to do something completely different. So I'm going to look at what they did so I don't have to repeat the same mistakes in my home or at the church. Right, everybody? So two things that we treat with dishonor, and they're found in this passage. You have them there. Somebody say familiarity. And it's right there. Are you there with me? That means you're relaxed. You're just, hey, it's just Jesus. You know, you get close. Have you ever treated somebody that maybe they're a doctor now, but you grew up with them, or they're this, or they're doing this, but you come back and he's still your homeboy? Is she still your homegirl? And you're still treating them the same way, but everybody else in the room is saying, who's this fool walking and treating this man like this with this title or this woman like this because he's treated like this now and you're treating him like that? Well, you knew him when he didn't have a title. You knew him when he was in diapers maybe. But it caused it was familiarity. It was just that way. How about it? Notice the word familiarity. What's the root word right there? Family? Maybe it begins there, where we need to have honor. Husbands, what if we honored our wives? Wife, what if you respected your man today? Children, what if you respected your parents? And when they called you, you don't go, wait, I'm on level 13. And that's the husband, amen? No, I mean, that's the kids, right? Yeah. If you're still 50 years old and playing video games, come on, man. Let me move on. Amen. Showing dishonor to each other, it's infectious. It breeds contempt. It brings hatred into the home. If dishonor is shown, well, they're not honorable the way they act, my folks. Or, you know what the most honorable thing that you can do for parents that aren't honorable? Pray for them. Amen. It's honorable to pray for some. God bless my parents. God bless them. They may have done something dishonorable to you, but you can still honor them with your attitude and your heart and your prayer. Everyone can do that as a believer. You can speak well of them when it gets to that point. The culture of honor. Irma and I honor our parents because we're where we're at because of the hard work and their ethic and the way that they raised us. Amen. We stand on their shoulders of greatness because of they weren't perfect. My mother-in-law is not perfect. Give me a good amen. Amen. And I'm not in trouble yet. My mom and dad were not perfect. But they were honorable. And they did honorable things to raise us today. And so I don't take it lightly, and neither do you. It's funny what Mark Twain says. It's that famous quote. He said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant. I could hardly stand to be around the old man. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much he learned in 7 years. Yeah. The restoration of Living Faith Church, of every church. It's honorable when the usher hands you something or directs you or the greeter says hello to you. It's honorable that you show honor to them and bless them because they're honoring you. We want every person that walks through the door, whether you're a greeter or not, that they would be like Jesus walking through the door. Jesus said, if you did it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So when people walk through the door, and you guys, if you've been here at least one time, you're greeters. Did you know that? You're greeting people. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You greet people, you love people because that's Jesus that comes through the door. And we welcome Jesus because if we've done it unto the least of these, we've done it unto Him. We've done it unto Him today, right, everybody? And so I don't want to be like the Church of Nazarene. I want to welcome people. I don't want to be too familiar. I want this church to be a church of miracles, everybody. Right, everybody? And the only way it can be a church of miracles is if we don't breed familiarity in this room today. And we honor each other, or in your home where you need it the most today. The final thought of that passage is offenses cause dishonor. Somebody say offenses.
Offenses.
Cause dishonor. You will never honor that which offends you. If you are offended by the government, by the president of the United States, you will not honor the president or the government. There is a thought here. You don't have to agree with all the government. You don't have to agree, but you can still honor. You can still respect the government. Do you understand that today? Democrat, Republican. Because the Bible says this. It's biblical. In Romans chapter 13, all authority under heaven. Is America under heaven?
Yes.
Is Japan under heaven? Yeah, their authority. All authority under heaven is given by God. Today, right, everybody?
Amen.
You can disagree, but you can still be respectable at the same time. Did you know that? Yeah. Many of you have jobs because of it. You may not disagree with some of the policies. You probably don't agree with all the things that this church does, but you still have a church.
Amen.
Right, everybody?
Amen.
Amen. So we go on. I don't agree with everything that I'm under, the covering that I'm under. I have a set of bylaws and situations that I hear, but I'm still respectable to it. Do you understand that today?
Amen.
I'm not bad attitude about it. It's from my heart today. And God, get us back to that place because it's a cancer to be, a spiritual cancer to have dishonor today. How do we set our hearts to hear? How do we set our hearts to honor today? Number one is this. Honoring begins with God's claim on them. It doesn't matter what your view of them is. Well, they're a Democrat. They're a socialist. They're a communist. No, it doesn't. They're a Republican. Doesn't matter. It's God's claim on them. That's God's child. See, the color of their skin doesn't matter. Did you know that? It's God's child. It doesn't matter if they have purple skin, blue skin, white skin. They're God's child, right? I like to see some purple skin people here. Barneys, anybody Barney here? doesn't matter if they were good parents or bad parents. It's God's claim on them. I don't drive, I drive a little bit where I need salvation to come inside my car at times. And so when I drive, sometimes I don't realize there's a human being in that car when they're not being nice to me on the road or they're doing something. And so one day, very recently, God spoke to me while I was in my car and He said, somebody did something not nice to me, and I said, you big idiot. And I was the only guy in the car. And I think I said that. I could have said something else, but I want to be PG. Is that okay with everybody? And so I heard the whisper of God saying, that's my idiot. And I said, yes, Lord, he is. And I said, forgive me, God, because that's your claim on them, not my claim. This week, both cars were in the shop. We're trying to get Rebecca's car ready, and we let it all pile on, and Irma's car had a miss. So I was stuck at the dealership, and they were dealing with my automobiles, and there's nothing like a waiting room in an auto place. And Irma's car escalated to another level, and they said, we're going to give you a rental. So Enterprise is going to, they'll come pick you up, man. So, you know, I kind of had it. I was already late. I wasn't able to make an appointment that I was there because I was already at 1 o'clock. I was hungry. All they had is those Cliff Bars, those trail mix bars. Man, I'd eaten about 10 of them. I had a stomach ache. So then, the Enterprise guy, it's this young kid, comes, picks me up in this BMW. And I get in, leather, interior. I go, man, this is nice. And he says, hey, you want to take it for a ride? You want to go for a ride? I thought it was going to be like Ferris Bueller, man. We're going to be jumping. Yeah. And I go, how long have you worked here? We had conversation because he had to take me back to the Enterprise place. He said, about 2 years. I said, is this the nicest car that you ever drove? He said, yeah, this is one of them. He said, you know, it has this little thing going on with it. And I just made conversation to honor him. And I said, man, I appreciate you picking me up and, you know, the whatever I'm going to get here, and they're going to drop me off. So by the time that short conversation had happened, you know, that young man who was about 21, he just felt, man, I know he felt good because I had conversation. I just went silent, mad about my hunger pains and all that stuff. I was suffering, man. Could you tell? And so then, so I got in there, and they go, you know, they're writing me up, and we're going to charge this, which is even better to them because they're doing it, and they took down my ID. And they go, sir, would you mind driving a BMW as a rental? And I said, not really. I would love that, you know. And I go, so my first BMW experience, I got to drive it, and I drove it. And, here's what was set up. All because I greeted a young man, he made a way for me to have that car. I know he did, because there was other cars. And they gave me a BMW to drive. And so Irma and I, she got home, man. Or Rebecca, we drove that thing all over the place, man. Because I had it for one day, amen. See, honor has a way of opening great doors for you that nobody can open. Do you understand that today? In Ephesians 5:21, it speaks of the change of view, a military term. And it says this, submit, which is a military term about rank. You have a general, and the private. And the sergeant may be as smart as that general, like sometimes in the military, but they know their rank because they're wanting to be successful in their military career. So they know rank and they know honor that way. So it says submit. It means that you're going to have a change of view to one another out of the reverence, not out of your view, but out of the reverence of for. You're seeing them through Jesus' eyes, right, everybody? And so you treat people this way. Well, I'm going to treat them through my lens and through the way I see them. And that's going to be very tainted because of your background and all your issues and my issues and all your stuff. Can I dig it a little bit deeper? Or you can put the glasses back on and they can be glasses that Jesus sees through. The glasses that Jesus would wear. And you see people through the eyes of Christ and you say, that's my claim on them. That's my person. Treat them right. Treat them with honor because nobody has said hello to them all day. You're going to be the first and you're going to get blessed. Honor the least of them and you've done it unto Jesus. Right, everybody? You've done it unto me. The second thought is this. Honor benefits me too. And sometimes we get the Bible and we just do it because we do it because the Bible says it. But this is the plus. We do it because we get blessed also. Isn't that good? You give honor and honor comes back to you. I've spoken at churches a couple of times in my life in San Antonio and elsewhere, and I get invited every now and then. And it's kind of interesting about congregations because some receive you differently. And it's really the spirit of the house, the atmosphere of the house, The spirit of honors on houses and the spirit of dishonors on houses. And so check this out. I went to this church, and I'll just go ahead and call it out on the internet, because they treated us like kings and queens. Irma and I drove up. They had our car waiting. They had our car parking space. They knew we were coming. And they said, right this way, sir. This lady, you know, held Irma's Bible. They marched us up right to the front row. In Igniting the Harvest, you're doing a wonderful work of God on Castorville Road. Let's bless Pastor Richard and Veronica Robles. Amen. Bless them. I hope they hear about this today. So I've gone there to preach, man, and man, that Pastor Robles has everything ready. Just a man of excellence. They give us right to the front row. We get ready. This, again, everything's done in excellence. And I can tell when I get up to preach, it's ready. The atmosphere's ready. And it's easy to preach there, because you have people on a Wednesday night. They're standing, they're sitting on the edge of their seat. They're looking, they're taking notes. They're just amening, they're waving a hanky. Again, it's so easy to preach there. And you know, the thing that happens at the end, people receive their miracle. People, there's ministry that's done. The atmosphere of miracles is ready in the house. It's bred, because there's already this expectancy of honor. And I've gone to other places, and man, it's like people are texting, people are walking in and out, people are, they're looking down. I think they've fallen asleep and they don't have enough neck to lift up. No eye contact, nothing of that, no engagement. And you know what? I usually don't go back to places like that, because nothing's done. There's no miracles. There's no receptivity of the gospel, of the good news. Do y'all understand that today? Amen. So can you do me a favor? When we have a guest speaker, can we make it a breeding ground that there's honor here, that we would honor God's man, God's person that comes? Amen. They're not kings, but they've come to bless us. Right, everybody? Amen. And let's give honor to whom honor's due. The more that you value it, the more value you'll receive from it. The more that you value it, the more that you receive value from it. Never will forget, we'd get Christ for the Nation speakers in Bible college. Week after week, some were very boring, because they were like, they were boring. They weren't. They didn't bring any fire, that I thought. And I told that to one of my professors. Oh, he's going to speak, because he was here last semester. And I got the rebuking of my life. He said, do you know what that man's gone through in his whole life to get here? How he served in different continents, how he served as a missionary, how he's come to this school, and he's wanted a blessing, and you're going to dishonor him by that attitude? And I never said anything like that again. Can I go ahead and preach on? Can I go ahead? Yeah. When we have the bonds that keep us together of honor in our lives, it will hold our community together. When we have dishonor in our community, in our church, in our families, corruption comes. And that house that you thought was causing trouble just within that house, it spreads to the whole apartment complex. It spreads down the street, and chaos happens. Our church can save a community with honor. Our church can save a high school because it has honor within them. When people walk into this house and they see honor, it'll change the whole atmosphere of our community. They're waiting on us to bring the salvation message of honor. Do you understand that today? And they're going to watch us today on how we do our lives. Thank God we're planted right here, perfect place. Right, everybody? Oh, amen. I wish somebody would amen. Amen, Pat. The choir's amen in me. Thank you, choir. You're plugging me. You're giving me a good amen. Let's look at Ephesians 6, 2, and 3. Y'all read that together. You haven't had any fun all day on 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Honor your father and mother, which is the first command with a promise, that it may go well with you. Did I read too fast? I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. It will go well with you all the days of your life today. This is God's honor system. It's a culture. And I'll speak in the weeks about honoring, again, something dishonorable. Maybe your parent. But I can say this on this last line. Maybe the open door hasn't been open in your life, and things aren't going well with you on this life right now, because honor is not present. And maybe a dream would be open, that dream that you have in your heart, if you would begin to do this command. It wouldn't hurt to try it. Amen? Amen. Yeah. We can all cry about our past, or we can all get better and pray and move forward with what God has for us today. Right, everybody? Yeah. David Livingston was this great missionary that served Africa in the 1800s, and he was a forerunner. He was just a legend, and he did legendary things. And so when he went to Africa from Great Britain, he was alone. He walked, he was a pioneer, blazing trails through all of Africa. One of the traditions they had when he would approach a different community, the chieftain, African chieftain, would come out and meet him at the entrance of the community. And to get into the community, the visitor would have to give him something of a personal belonging. So David Livingston was a simple man. All he had was his clothing, a watch, maps, books. He had a goat because he was suffering from a stomach problem because of the African water wasn't purified or wasn't. And so he'd have to drink goat milk for his body to stay nourished. And that was the only way he survived. And so as he walked in, the chieftain met him, and he had David Livingston, Dr. Livingston, I presume, remember that saying? He had all of his stuff, his clothing, the goat, the books. And wouldn't you know it, that chieftain took his goat. He said he liked that goat, and he took the goat. And he gave something back to Livingston, which was the proper tradition also. He gave him this rod, this scepter. And he said, this is yours. And so Livingston looked at this simple piece of wood, cane, that he had, and he started getting angry. He said, Lord, I've given you my life, and I had this one goat that I needed to live so I could drink milk, so I could go on and pursue and do your message. And he was this one guy off to the side, an African man, noticed his disgruntledness about this cane and him making a face and being the attitude that he had at that moment. And the African came to him and said, You've been given a great blessing that you hold in your hand. He said, this cane? He said, that cane is not a cane. It's the king's scepter. It's a chief scepter. So now when you go into whatever land, any community, you wave this rod or you hold the rod up and you'll have free access to any territory that you want to go into now. Not only do you have one goat, you have millions of goats because every goat now belongs to you. All because of an attitude of honor. I have to believe sometimes, church, that even when we do it wrong, that's not from our heart, like Livingston, God can still turn it around and honor something that's honorable, and you showing honor today, amen? I'm waiting on God to give us the dream of your heart today, and that's going to be my best day, my best moment, Irma and I, when we see you have something, the dream happen in your life. But maybe it's just you turning that key in your life of honor, of being honorable, a person of honor at your workplace, in your community, again, in your church today. And so let's be that sort of people. Finally, the third one is this. Let's go ahead and finish today. Honoring is decided, not deserved. Are y'all with me still? Yeah? And so you can't not live life by deserving it. You have to decide in your heart. And this is what I really want you to grab a hold of today as we finish and as we conclude today. Peter wrote during the Roman Empire when God's people were being persecuted and being sewn into animal skins, thrown into lion pits, and people were burned at the stake. Persecution was going on big time. But he wrote this letter to the church about how they should get along and what they should do with government that's real bad, that there was no democracy. 1 Peter, are you there with me? 2:13. Let's go ahead and read it together out loud, not out soft, on three. 1, 2, 3, go. Submit yourself, whether to the king or as a supreme authority or to governors, Stop right there. Let's stop right there at that sentence. Can the rest of y'all join us when we get to that sentence, for it is God's will? Can y'all over here on this side? Can we all read it? Because I think I only heard like five people reading it. And don't read it out soft. Read it out loud. Is that cool? Amen. So let's start. For it is God's will.
Amen.
Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the King. Live this way. We make a choice. Decide to be people of honor. See, there's this craziness happening on the internet, and they're watching us to see if we're probably going to post something crazy or do something. But you're not to live that way. You're not to be this person that just does stuff that doesn't have any live as a servant of the Lord. Well, I'm going to be free. I'm going to live as a free man. Yeah, a free person, yeah. But don't cover up for evil. Don't go all crazy and whack. Live as a servant of God, right, everybody? Amen. And it says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the King. Honor your King today. Honor King Jesus today. And let it flow from that, right, everybody? Would you bow and pray with me at this moment? Thank you, Father. Touch the people of living faith. Ask the Holy Spirit right now what he's showing you, what he's asking you to do. Honor this moment right now, because for some people, it's a moment of eternity. And if you move around or do too much, the moment might be gone in an instant, and we don't want that to happen. Living faith right now, open your hands just a little bit right now above your lap and just extend them like you're receiving something. Let me pray for you. Let's do this. We haven't done this in a while. Let's do this together. Extend your hands in front of you. You don't have to lift them up, but just extend them in front of you. Father, I pray that the people of living faith would honor you, Lord. And when we see our neighbor, when we see the people next to us, when we see our church family, God, your claim is already on them. When I drive, God, may I see your claim on people that's your child. That's the one that you sent your son to die for. Change me, Lord, in this moment. Change the people of living faith. And I thank you, Lord, again, for the decision in my heart to do that before I say something. I make a decision to be an honorable person, to say something honorable, and to do what the Bible commands me to do. Thank you, Lord. You're going to change this church in the next 30 days, God. It's going to be a culture of honor today, and it will benefit the people. They'll be better, Lord, because they've given honor to whom honor's due, Lord. It will benefit them. It will come back to them, Lord. We bless that person that will wait on us today at a restaurant. We bless that person. We honor that person that's a cashier at HEB. That's God's child, Lord. We honor the neighbor next to us, Lord, with a barking dog, Lord. He's still honorable, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We pray for them today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As I continue to pray, no one moving around, just bow your heads, keep them in an attitude of prayer. Right now, you're experiencing this. There's no honor in yourself. You have some shame. You have some guilt. You have some regret today. You can get free from that. You can live as a free person today. Not to do crazy, but to live as a servant of the Lord. I want you to open your heart to the one that can forgive you, the only one that can truly forgive you, the one that's loved you even before you were born. He's loved you and has a plan for you. If that's you, you're far away from God. I'm not going to embarrass you. If that's you and you need to say yes to Christ for the very first time, I'm not going to call you up to the altar. I will ask that your hand is lifted a little bit right now. I'll note that right now, and I'll pray a prayer. The rest of us will pray with you, but I need to see if your hand is lifted right now, if that's you. God bless you. Yeah, daughter of the Lord. Somebody else over here, one person. How about another person joining? You need forgiveness. There's some shame in your life. There's some regret in your life. Anybody else? Just making sure. God bless you. You can put your hands down. Two daughters in the Lord. God bless you. Three daughters in the Lord. God bless you, sir. A man of God. You can put your hands down. Four people. Yes, I saw the four. Why don't we pray this prayer together, church? All the sinners that are saved by grace, including the chief sinner right here praying it. Let's pray this prayer. The ones that lifted your hand, you pray it loud enough that you can hear it in your own ear. Confession is good for your soul. Confession right now in your spirit. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's us right now. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, I lift my prayer towards you. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean, Jesus. Make me new, God. Rewrite my story. Let it be an honorable story where I honor people, where I'm honorable. I live an honorable life unto you. I choose to be a servant of the Lord today. I'm not going to serve sin. I'm going to serve my King, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Now bless these, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit afresh. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we acknowledge you. We magnify your name. We make you big in this room. Come on, four people receive Christ. Bless them, encourage them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is a connection card that's in front of you, especially for those that need special prayer today. I get those and I treat them like gold. I treat them very precious. I'll pray for you this week. Irma will pray for you this week. If you need a connection card, again, is in front of you. If you're, what was I going to tell you guys, especially if you lifted your hand to receive Christ, let me know about that. Is that good? Yes, amen. We're going to dismiss now in this sense, not to dismiss really from church. Would you hang on about 10 more minutes? Can I look at you and see eyeball to eyeball if you're going to stay with me 10 more minutes? If that, even. I wanted to do something that we haven't done, probably maybe in the history of our church. Maybe we did it once more. I'm thinking back through the history and the timeline because we've been here amazingly, and I got this brought to recognition almost 20 years. And I'd like to just say 20 years in the Spirit because that's how long we've been a church. Sophie Cochran is our Ladies of Faith minister, and she's done this for about 20 years. Isn't that amazing? So it's nothing common. It's nothing ordinary. It's pretty historical when you think about that dedication. And we want to speak into that today. She's not leaving, Douglas and her are not, but about 3 months ago, they came to Irma and I, and they spoke to us, and they said, I think it's time I transition and I do other things. She's still going to serve. She's still an elder's wife. But we just want to celebrate this moment. She'll do other things that are great. We'll speak into that in a moment. But I guess I'll have everyone come that's supposed to come. If I've asked you to speak today, I couldn't have everybody. Why don't you come right now and speak? I think that's Estella Francis. And it's my friend and my honor right now as I see Pastor Conrad Palacios and Pastor Jessica. He's a bishop. Would you look at him? You're my friend, and you surprised me so much. And I love you, Conrad. I love you, Jessica. We love you. And what a surprise. You can tell me why you're here. Hope your church is still happening, right? Amen. Yes. This, you're invited to Pastor Conrad's conference. It's off King Avenue. His church is called the River Fellowship, River Worship Center. He's a dynamic man of God along with his wife and his leadership team. They're teaching about the blood. This concludes it tonight. You can join them there. Amen and be blessed. It starts at 6 o'clock. Conrad's one of my choice friends. I hate to even talk to him like this because it's not worthy of him, but we had this planned, amen? And so you came in at the right time, amen. Thank you. Sorry, babe, you having to do that. That's not honorable, but I'll do it next time. I know. You're right. You moved it. You're right. No, I'm just kidding. How do we begin? Do you want to do the beginning of it with a microphone? Where's the microphone? Oh, you want to go at the end? Okay, First Lady, amen. You go first. Amen. You go first. Yes. Let's welcome Estella. Amen.
Well, good afternoon. We're here to pay tribute to Miss Sophie Cochran for serving Living Faith for 20 Amen. Years
yeah.
as the leader of the ladies ministry. So, Miss Sophie, thank you for serving. It's my pleasure for me to give you thank you because she's always thanking people.
Yes, she is.
So thank you for serving a Living Faith. And also, let me tell your brothers and sisters, in 20 years, she has worn many hats, various hats.
Yeah.
And one of them, it's not unusual for her to get a call in the wee hours of the morning for a lady that's sending out an SOS.
Yeah.
But they know that, you know what, here in San Antonio, we call 911 for emergencies, but our non-emergency phone is SOPHIE. Sophie Cochran is who we call. Also, when there's a need in San Antonio, we have another non-emergency number that we call 311, you know, for people that want to, well, how, where do I go for my bill, for my electricity bill? Where do I go for waste management? Again, she wears this title on her forehead that says customer service information. That's Miss Sophie,
yes,
because
she is.
Everyone knows that we can go to her, and we, you know what, you can go to her any time of the day, you know, you can call her, and if she doesn't know it, that have that information at hand, you know what, she always will get it for you. She doesn't forget. Later on, you will get a text from her or a phone call, but we want to continue to celebrate her for this 20-year milestone. And like when people retire, you know, when some people retire at 20 years and you get benefits, you get the benefit of you're going to receive that monthly pay that you work for. And also you're going to get those health benefits.
Yes.
With our sister for 20 years, I know that she has that wisdom that the Lord has blessed her, because anytime that we have that we're going through something, we know that we can call her and she will bless us with her wisdom, with that loving wisdom that she has, and she will pray for us. She's such a prayer warrior.
Right.
And her household, the benefit is that her household is blessed. Amen. It is abundantly blessed, and it is prosperous, and it is thriving with the loves, Lord. And above all, she loves unconditional, you know, she loves unconditional. She gives, she cares, and she will just continue with this, but you know, she continues in her journey with all her heart, and she loves the Lord, and she is blessed. I love you, my sister. This is what I have. I have a scripture for her. I almost forgot it, right? This is what it said in Psalms 92:12-14. It says, "The righteous flourish like the palm trees and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." I love you.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and continue with what Sister said. You know, God's amazing, because that's the scripture that I was going to say about Sophie, that we flourish. In Psalms, you know, and Sister Sophie has been that one person. I remember when I first started coming to Live in Faith, we had our Bible studies in the small church, and it was awesome, because it was a group of women. We all learned from each other, but most of all, we learned from her. She was faithful. It didn't matter if it was cold or it was rainy. We had a handful of women here, and these are powerful Live in Faith women. And I know through the years, everyone that's been here, even more than a year, has had a little bit given from Sophie. And I just want to praise the Lord, because you know what? Sophie has shown me that not just, you know, when you listen to the word of God, not just listen, do. You know, sometimes we can't do, because I'll be honest with you, I'm one of those people, because I can't, and God knows my heart. But you know what? The same thing with everybody here. Sophie, she's a doer. And we as the ladies of Living Faith have learned over the years through her that she's a doer. And I'm believing and trusting God that every woman that had came to share with Sophie, it doesn't matter if she prayed for you or gave her a scripture or just gave you a word, that each one will get like even an eighth of anything of Sophie. And I just praise the Lord that, you know what, one day all these young ladies here are going to be like all these older ladies, all these women here, because all these ladies, and I'm talking over 50. We're not old. We're still going strong, like they say, you know, that we're 40. Yeah, we feel like 50. That's okay. But God knows our heart, right? Amen. Sophie might be 60, but she's going like 45. I just praise God that we have plenty of women here and a lot of young women that, you know what, young ladies, learn. Just look at these older ladies. We pray. We're you know what, ladies? We're the prayer warriors of our homes. And sometimes, okay, our men are here. But you know what? God appoints everybody. And most of the time, the Lord starts with women, because the men need to see how God works. And I'm one of them. God used me. And my husband came later, 4 years. And I just praise God because you know what? Sophie is a strong lady. And you know what? She gives us that strength. And Sister Sophie, I love you. And you know from my heart that, you know, when I don't feel good, I call her because I really need a strong prayer woman to pray over me. And I just thank that the Lord has put her here at Living Faith. God bless you in everything you do because I know the Lord's not done with you. He's never done with us until we get buried, you know? So I just pray because he has a job for us up there. But anyway, it's just so awesome, and it was a pleasure that I got to know you on a personal basis. And that's another thing. You know what? If you've been here, I'd say more than 6 months, and you don't have one person that you can relate, find somebody. Because you know what? God wants you to flourish, and you're going to flourish if you find somebody. It doesn't matter, you know, like Pastor was saying about color and whatever, but you know what? You find that Christian man and that Christian woman to mentor to you, or you mentor them. You have something to share because we're sharing the word of God, and that's what's important. God bless you, sister. Amen.
Well, I have a... a few words to say about this precious woman. I have known her for 70 years because she's my blood sister. But when our church was very young, very small, she took the task of starting a ladies' fellowship, being the leader. And sometimes it was so hard because it was just she and I, and nobody would show up. But she did not give up. She continued, and inviting ladies. Sometimes she would call 60 ladies at a time, and, you know, slowly... maybe she and I, and then two more, and finally we had a whole group of ladies, which was a blessing. And as they got to know her, they got to know that she was somebody that had wisdom, and that they could count on, and that she could they could call her any time of day, night, any day. Even I've been around her Christmas, Thanksgiving, and she's getting calls for prayer, and there she gives up her time so she can go and pray for these people. I just want to thank her from the bottom of my heart because she has been a sister, a prayer warrior, and somebody that I can always go to when I have a struggle, I have a problem. I just want to say I have a scripture or a couple of scriptures, and one is 1 Timothy 1:18 through 19. Fight the good fight, Sophie, holding on to the faith and God's good conscience, and God's good conscience. And another scripture I have is, she speaks with wisdom. Oh, it's Proverbs 31:26. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction. It's on her tongue. 31 is, give her the reward she has earned, and let her work bring her praise at the city gate. And I, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for letting me and the ladies share with you our worries and our cares. I am grateful that you are always standing by to guide me, help me, and anyone that is asking for help. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord guide you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may he open his windows of heaven and pour out tremendous blessings on you.
I announced at the first service that this was going to take place, and I mentioned it was a transition point. It wasn't a leaving point. And so I want everyone to be assured that there's more work to do, as Francis mentioned, and there's more things that there's another mountain that you can give me, God, that I need to look at. And I want everybody to look at it that way. Sophie, since I've known you from the very beginning in the early part of our church, before I had gray hair, and my kids were in diapers and had no health concerns. I've shared with you and Douglas so many experiences, life experiences, that I just find it incredible. And sometimes this is just me. I can't believe that you stuck it out with us. Because, and I like everyone, we all want to, even I want to quit, be honest, church. I mean, it's not a, just because you're the pastor or whatever. There are things that, and you and Douglas have been so faithful. You've blessed me. There's the imagery of Paul at his life. He says, I've run the race. And he talks about a runner. In Hebrews, also the writer speaks about the stadium and the witnesses that are all watching. And I've seen you when you run, when you've been running. I've seen you when you haven't run. When I thought, is she going to run ever again? Because you were in a wheelchair. And then you were in the season of operation of your knee and transit. But I've always seen you bounce back. I've always seen you come back. And I just find that so resilient of you. So you can't keep Sophie down. How many of you know that? She just keeps coming back. And I just admire the perseverance that you and Douglas have, and just the endurance, because that's godly and it's an example to me. And we thank God for you, all that you've done. You deserve double honor. It's not just honorable. And there's some things that we're going to describe, I guess, and we'll conclude just here. But go ahead, babe.
So when I was preparing this, of course, the Proverbs 31, the woman who should be honored, who should be praised, of course, immediately came to mind. And I didn't want to read the whole thing because it's a very long chapter. But at verse 27, it says, she watches over the affairs of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. The whole chapter describes Miss Sophie Cochran, and when I read it, I think, whew, this is so much. I said, is this a to-do list for us? Because there's a lot to do in this chapter. And I don't think it's a to-do list for us. I think it shows us that God created us as women, and we are blessed people, and that we can use our talents and our blessings and our wisdom for good and to do productive things that benefit us and benefit society. And it goes on, you know, it just came to mind that we are created to be positive, profound people, that we affect the people around us in a positive and profound way. We leave an everlasting legacy to those that we touch. That's what you're going to be remembered for. Not that you balance the budget, that you ran your household, but that you followed the Lord all the days of your life. That's what you will, your legacy you will be remembered as. Your children love you. Your husband cherishes you. He's with you all the time. You're one in unity, and I see that. And it so blesses me because I want to always be one with my husband and do things with him. And you've been such an example to us. You're a dignified woman, and you bless us, and we cannot count all the things that you've done and all the ways that you've touched the women of Living Faith Church. Yeah. So your legacy goes on. It's a foundation that's built, but it goes on and on. And like Pastor said, she's not leaving us. She's here. She's part of us. She's part of our family. And we do have some things. And at this time, can I ask the women of Living Faith to just come and surround her. Sophie, I'm going to ask you to come up. We have some flowers. Lord, will you bring that up? And can we just lay hands on her and just go out with a prayer? And we, compliments of Lucy's Cake Shop, have some cake and some cupcakes from Lucy's. And ladies, after this, you're dismissed. We have some lemonade and some juice. And please partake of some good things that we have for you.
Amen. Amen. We'll extend the hands of faith and just believe God for his blessing that adds no sorrow. Amen. Thank you, God. We're celebrating right now. This isn't a point. It is a race, God, and we thank you, God, that there's just the race will continue within Sophie. Thank you, God, and Douglas, and they'll run further now in the name of Jesus, and there'll be wisdom, God, given to us because of the example of a wonderful couple and a blessed lady. I just thank you, Lord, for sending this couple over 20 years ago now, Lord, to us, and they've been so faithful. Would you bless them abundantly? I echo the words of her sister, Gloria, her blood sister, Lord, that would say, get ready for your blessing. You're going to be blessed so much. The windows of heaven are going to be open to you, and you will not be able to contain the blessings that God has for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. I would love to be Sophie Cochran. How about you? She's going to get so blessed. Amen. But we'll share in that. Be blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The only thing that we'll direct is this. We wanted to allow the ladies of faith that have been part to go out and enjoy the refreshments before our children get there. Is that what y'all know what I'm talking about? And moms watch and children watch your kids and that sort of thing. But ladies, primarily the reception's for you, and then us guys will look at the good cupcakes and the all the other stuff. Y'all enjoy that, and they'll lead her out today. Pastor Conrad, again, I didn't know you were coming, but Jessica and Pastor, would you come up here? Bishop and Sister Palacios, would you come? Amen. You're a blessing to me. Dude, if I would have known you were coming, I would have had somebody park your car, wait for you, have water for you. Come on up, man. You're a blessing to me. Is that microphone still open? Or one? Thank you. We're going to give it back to you. Amen. Well, y'all greet the people. These are some of our favorite people. This guy, if I would have grown up with him, I told him we would have been the guys riding our bikes through the neighborhood because he's that sort of brother to me, and he's blessed me, mm-hmm. and I love you. I'm glad that you honored me by coming.
Yeah,
next time you tell me.
Yeah, well, no, we just drove by and we just had a little surprise, Mario.
Tell us about the blood conference tonight, the blood covenant.
We're excited about the blood at the river, and the Lord had told us in the time of worship, I want you to empower and teach the people about the blood, because people get so excited with all these talks and everything. But, you know, when the devil shows up, he's not afraid of you. You can sing a worship song, but he'll probably sing harmony with you. But you need to know how to use the weapons, and the blood is one of those that we don't hear about. And there's so many things in the components of the blood that we don't realize. The blood transcends time, dimension. It never loses its power. Maja's been there with me when I was a nothing and a nobody, too, and so I appreciate him, too. My wife is a good wife. This is Pastor Jessica, and she's by my side. I thank God for her, and she encourages me. But he tells me, you're probably going to know a lot, because hopefully in another year or two I'll be going to medical school, because aside from running my church, and yeah. I just got back from Europe from checking out my churches in Europe over there, African churches, and from Los Angeles and preaching and so forth, I really feel a call to study medicine. And God knows when he tells us to use the blood of Jesus. And there's power in the blood of Jesus, and we need to use the blood of Jesus. Amen. It's at your disposal. And so anything the blood touches has power, but I'm not going to preach. But I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to see such a senior. And when I say senior, I mean rank. I don't mean age, because there is rank. And I was sitting back then, the Holy Spirit told me, departure and transition sound the same.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when you're celebrating somebody's transition to another level, it almost sounds like a departure. Because there has to be a departure from one level to go to the next level.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. And then he said, I got to go so the Holy Ghost can come. Right. Transition and departure can sound the same. And it can almost sound divisive, but it's not divisive. It's a multiplication. Amen. Paul says, I've preached where nobody's preached, so nobody can say that I built on somebody else's foundation. You had that privilege of saying that. You didn't build on nobody's foundation.
Right.
And let me tell you, I oversee churches, I oversee this and I oversee that. But to hear this is a one thing that calls 60 people and nobody shows up sometimes, welcome to the ministry.
Amen.
That is a woman of God.
Yeah, she is that.
And because people come and people go. But real people transition.
Amen.
And so I honor you, Sister Sophie.
Amen.
And I thank God for you. You inspired me today. And I really mean that because Marty knows this. There's one thing. I don't want to be a liar.
Yeah.
And so I say what I mean. And anyway, let me let my wife say something real quick.
Hello, and God bless you all. I also was getting teared up with Sister Sophie. And I don't even know you. But it's a blessing to just hear the words of that was spoken about you. And just something really quick, for all the other women, arise.
Yeah.
Arise. Yeah. Awaken that is in you that needs to just be moved already. Mm-hmm. For you, this is your time as well
to transition.
Amen.
Would you bless our church? And
yes.
Would you receive a blessing from Bishop right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I bless it. I bless your downsetting and your uprising in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are blessed in the city and that you are
yes.
blessed in the field. I declare that even your haters will be forced to bless you in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
I declare that the blood of Jesus is on you. It's all around you. It's in your future. I declare that you're going to get more passionate for the Lord, that you're going to grow, that you're going to advance, that you're going to multiply. I declare that your children, your grandchildren, and even beyond that are going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ
yes.
if he delays his return. I declare that everything you touch will come to life, will turn to gold, that you will be, and when you fall, you will bounce back up even stronger
wow.
because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I declare any curse, mantra, hex, spell, intention, prayer, gossip,
yes.
rumor be broken over
Thank
you, and
you.
I declare that you are blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I declare that the blood is on you, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus, because God doesn't sow into losing soil, and you are good soil, and you will flourish in the name of Jesus. I bless this church. I bless the angel of this house and his wife. I bless Pastor Mario. I bless all that he has poured into me, that it'll come back to him 100-fold, and he's poured a lot into me. I'm not the man who I am without God sending him into my life. So I thank you, Lord. I bless him, and I bless his beautiful praise team. Multiply, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. 6 o'clock tonight. River Worship Center on King Avenue. I know Pastor Bishop will be in the back, and he can give you directions even more so. Amen. Let's stand and sing, amen, a song of dismissal.
Than fear, the tide is rising, rising. blessed, guys. Go in the love of Jesus.